Welcome back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
This year is the 50th anniversary of the Bears' 1963 championship team. Led by Papa Bear, a stingy defense, and a tight end named Iron Mike, the 63 Bears were full of characters. We caught up with some of them to celebrate their golden anniversary. The 1963 team was recently honored during the annual Chicago Bears Alumni Weekend. The members of that championship season received game jerseys and a special ring commemorating the 50th anniversary of their world championship. An underrated and often overlooked team, the 63 Bears were led by a dominant defense.
We proved that a defense can win a world championship. We proved to the world that that could happen.
I put that defense up against any defense in the history of the National Football League.
The Eagles get the ball again, and Hill is still in there pitching. King can't do a thing, though, as Rosie Taylor sews up this interception to thwart another Eagle effort.
Everybody around the United States said it was the toughest defense they'd ever seen.
They hold Green Bay to just 10 points in 2 meetings. They face Unitas twice, and they don't give up a touchdown pass. This is the most underrated defense in pro football history.
A season-changing moment came that year in Pittsburgh, just 2 days after President John F. Kennedy was assassinated. The Bears and Steelers played to a 17-17 tie. Mike Ditka, playing near his hometown of Aliquippa, set up the tying field goal with a gutsy catch and run late in the game.
Mike Ditka made probably one of the greatest runs of all times after catching a pass that set us up to kick a field goal to tie the game. If we hadn't won that game, we wouldn't have gotten into the championship.
Thankfully, Mike Ditka ran a great play on guts, and he ran out of gas before he got to the goal line, but at least he got us close enough so we could kick a field goal and tie that game. And that made the difference in the championship, but you could even feel it in the crowd. The crowd wasn't very big, and nobody really wanted to play that game, but we did, and we overcame.
That was a superhuman play by Mike Ditka.
After coming away with a tie in Pittsburgh, the Bears did not lose another game that season and finished in first place, just ahead of the two-time defending champion Green Bay Packers. The Bears beat the Packers twice that season, handing the Pack their only 2 losses.
From the very first day of training camp, in 1963, George Halas says, this is the year that we are going to beat Green Bay. And every day, we are going to devote at least 10 to 15 minutes of practice every day to playing against the Green Bay's offense or the Green Bay's defense.
He started in January of that year, setting aside at least 1 day a week to develop a game plan to beat the Packers.
Mr. Halas emphasized, we beat Green Bay. We got to beat Green Bay. And so that was instilled into our brains, and it's still in effect now.
The Bears went on to face the New York Giants for the world championship at Wrigley Field.
I remember walking out on the field for the pregame warm-up out of the locker room, you know, and I walked out on the field and I looked around it. There was all this bunting that's hanging all the way around the stadium, you know, the red, white, and blue bunting. And I thought immediately of the Yankee Stadium and the World Series, and I said, my gosh, this is a World Championship game.
Kittle doesn't fool the Bears. There's Obrenovich to bring it in.
Kittle threw the ball, and I stuck up my left hand, and lo and behold, grabbed it, brought it in, and that interception led to the winning touchdown in the World Championship game, and that's something I will never forget. Very proud of. Very proud to have played with those guys on that team.
It's something that they can't take away from you. You know, you were world champion.
Dallas said that was the best day of his life.
People had written, hey, has the game passed Papa Bear by? And this settled that question, you know, and he was back.
It always comes back in conversation with people that you meet, and they remember the team and remember you. And so it's probably, you know, one of the greatest sports thrills I've ever had in my entire life.
whenever I do go out as a world champion. That's pretty neat.
Anthony, did you know that Ditka is the only person to participate in the last two Bears championships in 85 as a coach and 63 as a player?
Actually, I did.
You did?
Because he just texted to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The coach just texted you.
Yeah, I got him on speed dial.
Oh.
He's in my contact list. Duh.
You're going to hit him back right this second? We're kind of filming a show right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, coach, I got to hit you back. I'm doing Inside the Bears. You know.
We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll take a tour of one superfan's basement dedicated to all things Bears. You don't want to miss it. Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.